writers have an advantage that actors don't have, or directors. But writers is something that you do on your own, by yourself. If you're going to really consider being a writer, you have to first find a way that you can, that it can be so meaningful to you to rewrite it, you could say almost for the pleasure of doing it, because otherwise you go crazy. My first play was produced because there was nobody writing plays. As a writer, if you do it for the pleasure of doing it and for the pleasure of rewriting it and working it and making it better, that's the way that you will become good enough writer that then when you decide one day, let me try and send this out, then somebody may read it and find that it's a real play.
And in that time, I also did, I was the understudy for Fefu and her friends, and I understudied the entire cast. There was a moment when I knew the whole play and I could do it to myself. I think my favorite part of Fefu were the tossbacks on the stage between Wynne and Irene. Because Irene was a remarkable combination of a woman in fatigues and combat boots and the most charming, coquette, kind of Spanish coquette that you could possibly imagine. And so, and Wynne's a guy, and a very serious, a very serious man of the theater, and writing was very important to him. And so the two of them, these two, in a way, in an odd way, wonderfully matched people, would stand on the stage fielding questions about this incredibly abstract play that no one who asked questions understood. The questions would be madness. And Irene, who started as a painter, not as a writer, would just bat her eyelashes and flirt with the people in the audience and give these answers based on paintings, really. We did it, it was all in different, you walked around. Mm-hmm. It was in four different venues. And the worst thing, the thing they never could get right was that damn dead whatever it was at the end. There was a dead animal that always looked like somebody's fur tippet. It was awful, awful. And starting in the theater, there was a place in the lobby outside the theater, then I know in the cabaret space there might have been two. This was a remount of the play. This was actually the second production of the play, because I think the first production of the play was maybe at La Mama. I don't know. So this was, this was the uptown version.
Right.
To me, every play that I write is an exercise in discovering more facets of creativity. If it interests me, I think it's worthwhile writing about. I never think of whether somebody would be interested in the work or whether it's relevant or not. So I just follow my own curiosity, and I am just grateful when other people appreciate my work and enjoy my work, because it's such a personal process. I am just like a child playing a game. The child plays a game for their own satisfaction, and there is no other purpose but to discovery and pleasure and amusement.